The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Back to my world-renowned podcasts. Strangers in the night. Strangers in the night, exchanging rubbers, this one's too tight, I'll try another, this one's too loose, I'm losing all my juice, strangers in the night. Okay. I'm sorry. Have I got a terrible story for you? You know, like they do on mainstream Mockingbird CIA horror media news. You know, like, I can't remember. I just happened to catch it. Wow, that was terrible. And for another awful story, you know, that's their segue. That's their transition now. Man, that was horrific. Now to something more catastrophic. Death. Death. Imminent death. Destruction. Anyway, as many of you may have heard, if you haven't been affected by it, there's a wicked bad, a hella wicked bad weather event that came through and fucked up more than half of the United States. Yeah. The fuck was that? Anyway, from the NewYorkPost.com, holiday horror. You know, I guess this is what I'm getting at. I didn't plan on recording this and sharing it with you, but, you know, I opened up the NewYorkPost.com and there it was, the top story. So it's like, well, obviously, you know, it's the top story on NewYorkPost.com. They want, you know, get your attention. So fuck it, I'll read it. I read through it. It's like, you know, I think they got the desired effect from me. You know, I was torn with emotions, you know, from anger to pity and, you know, empathy and sympathy and outrage. And, you know, I don't know, just a myriad of emotions as I'm reading through this article, you know. And the thing is, again, it's one of those things where after I read this article, I went, you know, scrolled down, found another article that piqued my interest, popped in there, perused through it, and I couldn't help but think, forgive me, I don't like to use this word, but I remember I was just sitting there, I read the second article, I went, fuck, I just hate people, man. I mean, fuck, how could you die? How could you have any faith in humanity at this point? You know? Fuck. Excuse me. So, yeah, maybe I'll read that other story too. But let's dive into this motherfucker and discuss. Now, From the NewYorkPost.com, holiday horror. Buffalo woman found dead after being trapped in car during blizzard for 18 hours. By Lee Brown. A 22-year-old woman killed in the monster snowstorm that pounded upstate New York sent terrifying video to her family while she was trapped in her car for at least 18 hours before she was found dead. Andell Taylor became one of at least 28 killed in what Governor Kathy Hochul has called the blizzard of the century. After being trapped while driving home from work in Buffalo on Friday afternoon, she shared a series of videos with her sisters in North Kakalaki, the last one just after midnight, showing her rolling down her ice-covered window to show a nearby van, also stuck with its emergency lights on. She was telling my sister that she was scared, one of Taylor's sisters, Tomisha Brown, told WSOC-TV. Her family told the outlet that she is believed to have been trapped in her car for around 18 hours before she was found on Christmas Eve. She called 911 and she was waiting for them, her mom, Wanda Brown Steele, told the TV station. But everybody that tried to get to her got stuck, Brown added. Fire department, police, everybody got stuck, she said, asking why. The state that is known for snow didn't have emergency vehicles able to operate throughout the snowstorm. Somebody's got to be at fault here. During the storm, Brown posted a message saying they had the whole of Buffalo looking for Taylor, who only moved back to Buffalo from Charlotte last year to help care for her ailing father. Taylor told her sisters in a group chat that she planned to get some sleep and then try walking to safety if help had not arrived when she woke, her mom said. Fuck. The mom desperately alerted relatives in Buffalo, where Taylor was born, to go back out there again, she told WSOC-TV. That's when they busted open the window and seen that she was in there, the grieving mom said. Taylor's mom believes her daughter most likely died of carbon monoxide poisoning. The car was running and the snow was still coming, so it blocked the pipes, the exhaust pipe, she said. Then after the car cut off, that's when she iced up. Oh, fuck. That was mom. Fuck. That's our car. I'm sorry. It came soon before Taylor's 23rd birthday, and while she still got presents under the tree for Christmas, Brown said, the family is trying to bring her body back to Charlotte, where they moved when Taylor was two. So far, an online fundraiser has raised nearly $10,000 of the $12,000 target. We're trying to get her here because I want her here with me, her mom said. Here's a picture of her. She graduated something. She's got on a cap and gown, so... high school, college, I'm not sure. She was educated, at least in the public school system. Taylor's grandmother, Sylvia Taylor, told WSOC-TV. It's so easy to ask yourself, why God, why? But it's not always meant for us to know the answer to that. In a series of heartbreaking tributes online, Brown called her sister the golden child, the funniest, the realest, the hoodest little sister ever. There's an exclamation point. I'm so sorry. I would do anything to have been there with you, she wrote. And there you have it. Oh, yeah, that's sad. I mean, and may God rest her soul, her young soul. But Lord, 18 hours? And, you know, mom nailed it down. She asphyxiated herself by letting the tailpipe get covered up and back into the exhaust, come back into the car, and then, you know, falling asleep, leaving it running. I mean, there's so many things that she could have done to avoid this. 18 hours. You know, it takes 2 or 3 days to die of dehydration. It takes, you know, weeks or months to die of starvation. Yes, she could have froze to death, but assuming that she was dressed for the weather and didn't, you know, roll out there in club clothes after work, she was apparently in some remote fucking area where four-wheel drive emergency vehicles couldn't reach. And she was in a sedan. I presume that she didn't have chains or snow tires or any of that on, man. But whose fault is this? It's hers. And if she was there caring for her ailing father, you know, that always seems to be, you know, some type of association there. Oh, they just returned to care for their ailing father when they got gunned down robbing a liquor store. Not saying that, you know, that's what's happening here, but that's kind of what's happening here, man. Again, whose fucking fault is this? And then the mom is like, oh, you know, the state, you know, she's already thinking fucking multi-million dollar lawsuit. Because this adult fucking person drove out in the middle of fucking nowhere, in the middle of a fucking snowstorm of the fucking century, got her car got stuck, and fucking 911, come save me, click. I'm gonna go ahead and take a nap and wait for him to come save me. The motherfuckers that I want to defund, the government that I despise, the United States that I want to rip down because my family is oppressed, and I fucking look at it, man. It's fucking pathetic. Take some responsibility for your fucking self and for your family members and for, and I mean, everybody. Somebody save her. Somebody go out and save the poor innocent person who put themselves in this fucking position. Again, you know, forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. I have no one to judge, but, you know, it's hard being a fucking sheepdog, man. It really is. We deserve to fail at this point. Also from the NewYorkPost.com, that's a mistake. Mom shamed over photo of lunchboxes for her toddlers by Belinda Palmada. News.com.au. A mom has been shamed over the lunchboxes she packed for her small children, with many saying, it's not enough for growing kids. Taking to Two-Face CIA book, the American woman shared a photo of the lunch she made for her 3 and 1 year old children. The box was packed with seaweed, cut up slices of cheese, and crackers. This is lunch for a 1 and 3 year old today. Sharp cheddar cheese, crackers, and seaweed, the woman called Rachel wrote. Many praised the mom's snacks, commenting the container looks great, and this is exactly what my 3 year old would eat. However, not everyone shared the same enthusiasm. Others criticized the mom and questioned whether the food was enough to feed her young children. That's a mistake. Is this filling enough for them? One woman wrote. My kids would devour this and then ask for something else, another said. This is lunch or a snack? This wouldn't fill up either of my kids at this age, but at least it's healthy, a third wrote. Yeah, you know, like trying not to, like, like passive-aggressive trolling, I don't know. Some users defended the mom and thought it was a great lunch. They added that their children are also obsessed with picky foods, like cheese, crackers, and seaweed. Those aren't picky foods, man. They're fucking salty, fucking fatty snacks, you dumb. Our kids are alike. My son is obsessed with seaweed. You can eat a 12-pack of them if you don't watch him. Same with whole apples. As opposed to what, bitch? An unwhole apple? One mom wrote, this is not the first time a mom has been slammed on social media over packed lunch for her kids. Last year, an Aussie mom was ridiculed for giving her son too much food in his lunchbox. Her post went viral on the Aldi Moms page, where she revealed that she would normally pack 2 sandwiches, 3 snack bars, 2 bananas, 3 peaches, grapes, a cucumber, 2 carrots, cherry tomatoes, biscuits, cheese, and a nutty trail mix for her teenage son. Sharing a picture of this mega lunch, she wrote, If I could fit more, I would, as he never stops eating. Other parents commented on the snap saying that the lunch offering was too much and that she was going overboard. How many children is this for? One woman asked. Healthy choices, sure, but that is still a lot of food, another added. The mom had to remind her followers that her son is a very active 17-year-old who plays sports and goes to the gym often, which means he needs a lot of fuel food. That's right, stupid fucking parent. You are what you eat, so your kid is going to be a fucking cheesy cracker seaweed creature.
In what century are they?
Fuck you, son!
Kind of running out of choices, really. Owen.